Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Originally aired January 19th, 1952, and we've got little Jimmy Dickens in the lead role called Poor Little Darlin'.
And now, folks, here's Martha White's second big Grand Ole Opry show.
Good evening, everybody. Mr. Farmer, hello. How's your livestock coming? Have your cheeks begun to grow? If your cows don't get much milk or something that they need, it surely makes a difference when you feed them fortune feed.
Well, greetings, friends. Here's another big Grand Ole Opry show packed full of fun and music and brought to you by Martha White Quick Fortune Feed. For livestock, for poultry, feed Martha White Quick Fortune Feed, the only feed containing quick. And remember, folks, it's the quick that does the trick. Right now, let's get right on the feed wagon and get a big welcome for our star of Martha White Quick Fortune Feed's Grand Ole Opry, little Jimmy Dickens. Star for tonight.
Thank you, Grant Turner. Thank you very much. And a great big special hello and howdy to all the good folks, friends, and neighbors that might be listening to our Grand Ole Opry. Well, sir, in answer to a lot of requests, for the first time tonight, the boys and I are going to try to do a recording that we've had out for quite some time called Poor Little Darling. Don't you hear the wolves howling, howling around you, poor little darling? Don't you hear the wolves prowling, prowling around you, poor little darling? Better watch out or the wolves will get you, but you know I'll never forget you. Don't you hear the wolves howling, howling around you, poor little darling? Howling around you, poor little darling.
Poor little darling, poor little darling, poor little darling.
Let's go, Jimmy! Don't you see the snow falling, falling around you, poor little darling? Hunting time and trapping's calling, calling to me, my poor little darling. In the gonna set my traps and make some money, then I'll buy a hunting ring for you, my honey. Don't you see the snow falling, falling around you, poor little darling? Falling around you, poor little darling.
Poor little darling, poor little darling, poor little darling.
Caller, fiddles are playing and the banjo's drumming. Hooping, dancing, shouting, holler. Winter is here and the good times are coming. In the spring we'll build a little cabin, then a little family we'll be having. Can't you hear the square dance caller? Fiddles are playing and the banjo's drumming. Fiddles are playing and the banjo's drumming.
My little darling, poor little darling, poor little darling.
Poor little darling.
Big bass note for a fellow like you.
Oh, me. Well, I tell you, Grant Turner, it's a real pleasure to have done our Poor Little Darling for all our good folks tonight. And I guess, as you know, our guests who are coming on next, it's a real pleasure to have them visiting
sure
with
is.
Us, too.
Before we get them on here, I want to tell who all they're going to hear from besides them. I'll hold their name off for a second. Moon Mullican's here, and the Jordanaires, the Duke of Paducah, and the Possum Hunters, and, of course, little Jimmy Dickens, of course. We're missing our good friend Carl Smith tonight. Aren't we, Jim?
We certainly are.
Way out in California, entertaining the folks in the Los Angeles area.
Well, sir, I was out there a short time ago, Grant, and I know that Carl's having a wonderful time. Let's welcome to the microphone on our show here tonight these two wonderful fellas that writes a lot of my most popular songs on Columbia Records, our good friends, Johnny and Jack. Everybody.
What are you going to sing tonight, Jack?
We have a little tune here that we recorded here not so long ago, Grant, we'd like to do, called Crying Heart Blues.
Big hit. Yes, sir. Everybody likes it.
Crying Heart Blues, I'm crying because I have lost you. Blues I can't lose, I guess it's too late now to cry. I've tried to choose another to love, but it's no use. crying heart blues. I guess it's too late now to cry.
I'll always remember I loved you. My teardrop won't let me forget. These tears are still in your view. They started the day that we met. A trail of tears will lead you to me if you want me. I can't lose, I guess it's too late now to cry. I've tried to choose another to love, but it's no use. Crying heart blues, I guess it's too late now to cry.
I'll always remember I love you. My teardrop won't let me forget. Each tear is a wish to be near you.
Thank you, Johnny and Jack. Neighbors, here's big news from a big state. Now, down in the big state of Texas, at the Texas Experiment Station, they've discovered a way to make baby chicks grow 10 to 15% faster, and that's not all. This new feeding method starts birds laying up to 15 days earlier. Yes, friends, they did it with the same things that are contained in Martha White Quick Fortune Chick Starter, and they used APF factors and oreomycin and things like that. Well, now, the Martha White folks have taken those same things and put them in Quick. You see, Quick is the special ingredient that goes in Martha White Quick Fortune Chick Starter. And it's the Quick that makes your baby chicks grow faster. It's the Quick that makes your birds mature 10 to 15% quicker and start laying up to 15 days earlier. And this faster growth and these earlier eggs mean extra profits for you, friends. So make all your baby chicks profitable this year and buy Martha White Quick Fortune Chick Starter from your dealer Monday without fail. Buy it in crumbles. It's bite-sized for your baby chicks, remember. And it's the Quick that does the trick. Folks, we're mighty happy to have all the Jordanaires with us tonight. And when we say all of them, we mean that Brother Bill Matthews is back with the group after a long rest. So let's welcome them now as they sing, I Want a Rest.
I want to rest.
Hallelujah, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
You know how hard.
Yes, I want to rest.
I've been laboring.
Yes, I want to rest.
Down here below.
Yes, I want to rest.
I'm tired of singing.
Yes, I want to rest.
Sweet Zion's praise.
Yes, I want to rest.
As I go.
Yes, I want to rest.
From door to door.
Yes, I want to rest.
When my work on earth is done.
And the crown.
When I have finished this walk of life, I want to rest on Jesus' breast. I want to rest, rest from all toil. I want to rest, rest from all strife. And when each heartache from my breast, seems to worry all the rest.
Well,
after I have done my best, I want to rest, oh Lord.
I want to rest.
I want to rest.
was real singing from the Jordanaires Quartet. We'll hear from all of our stars a little bit later, but right now I've got to introduce some special people who are here, who are in the audience, and one or two who managed to get backstage some way, because I want to bring you now the Clark Gable of our Grand Ole Opry. And believe me, he's America's funniest and corniest movie lover, the Duke of Paducah! Here he is!
Introductions right. I ain't no movie lover. I'm a lover of the movies.
Oh, I thought you was
all mixed up. I'm a lover of the movies. I went to the movies last night to see that Rita Hayworth. I just wanted to see if she's really got what they say I've been missing. Well, she has. It was a double feature, and Dorothy L'Amour was in the other picture, you know. And boy, was it quiet in that theater when Dorothy L'Amour came on that screen just wearing one of them sarongs. All the men was just waiting to hear a pin drop. And that Jane Russell, I like her. Woo, is she exciting? Oh, boy. That Jane Russell is really exciting. I can't say just how exciting she is, but I'll tell you this. Last Monday, my grandpa went down to see one of her pictures. He ain't come home yet. You know, just before the program, I was telling Grant that I was going to talk about movie stars, and he said, well, you're an admirer of all the female movie stars. Which do you like best, Betty Grable or Lana Turner? I said, look, Grant, when you got a parlay on a pair like that, who cares who comes in first? I'll tell you. You know, everybody thinks I'm a big movie star. Yeah, all them people was trying to get in out there tonight, and I went through that crowd, and somebody said, hey, there's Joseph Cotton. Somebody else said, no, that ain't Joseph Cotton, that's Monty Woolley. I'm a kind of combination of both of them. I'm about 20% Cotton and 80% Woolley. You know, the movies, though, they're really trying hard to get people to come back. The television is going so strong. Why, they even went so far as to put four big stars in a picture. They had Clark Gable and Betty Davis and Jane Russell and Van Johnson all in one picture. All them big stars. What do you think they advertised outside on the marquee? Fresh popcorn. That's what you get. You don't know. You know, it's awful. You don't know what they're going to do there. I made a movie out in Hollywood, a picture called Country Fair for Republic. And while I was out there, I met a guy, and he's going around. I said, what do you do? He said, I'm an astrologer. I said, what's an astrologer do? He said, well, we study the stars. We find out what the stars are doing. I said, look, do me a favor, will you? Find out what Betty Grable's doing next Wednesday night. Oh, I went to that movie last night. I cried all the way through. Cried all the way through. I had to. My big fat wife was sitting there eating an onion. Oh, that's the fattest woman. She'd make a big movie star. Boy, she'd be like the Rock of Gibraltar. No, wait a minute. She's too big for the Rock of Gibraltar. She done it so much, she sticks out a little bit too far in the Mediterranean, you know. The movie theaters are really trying hard to get the people to come back. I went in a movie theater the other day, and it was the last word. Even the seats was made out of genuine cowhide. And I mean that cowhide was so genuine that every hour the usher had to come in and milk the first four rows. You know, television is showing all them old-time movies. And I mean, it's shocking the way they put them on. You go home and you look at the television and you see a picture of Shirley Temple, a little girl playing with a doll. The next day you read in the paper where she's the mother of a 10-month-old baby. I'm telling you, it's shocking, you know.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.